Welcome, everybody. Share number 1352. The writing is share number 504. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so in the middle of the halachas of Negel Vasser, the question is like this: if one slept more than a half hour, they slept more than a half hour, let's say in a bed and so on, but the problem was they woke before midnight. They got up before midnight, right? So what should they do? Do they have to wash their hands? Is it a question of chatzos, midnight? Does that change anything? That is the question now. Okay, so the bottom line is one does have to wash their hands, even though it's before midnight, before Chatzais, and however no bracha is recited, one would not make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. Now, in that case, even if one is awake from then, let's say they woke up before midnight, they went to bed very early, just give an example, whatever, for whatever reason, they had to catch a flight or whatever the case is, so they went to bed, let's say 6, 7 in the evening, and now they woke up, you know, whatever, 11:30. So in that case, even if one is awake from then, all the way until Aleis HaShachar, until dawn, then when dawn arrives, when Aleis HaShachar comes, one has to wash their hands again, because we said, even in general, if somebody woke up before dawn, let's say somebody wakes up 4:30 in the morning to learn, right? And Aleis HaShachar, dawn doesn't come till like 5:30. So we had said that someone should rewash their hands again, but without a bracha. You rewash your hands again without a bracha. And in general, the Ashkenazim, like we said, when before you go to daven, whatever time that might be, 6:37, let's say, whatever. So then, when you use the bathroom at that time, getting yourself ready to go daven, then you would make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, the last time that you use the relieve yourself before going to daven. That's when you make the bracha. But they sfarad make the bracha right away. Okay. Okay, but before dawn, that's already, one should definitely not make the bracha, you make it later on. That's definitely a questionable situation. Now, in the instance, getting back to, the person woke up before midnight, let's say, and they were up until Alois. So in that instance, right, they were up for the next 5-6 hours, whatever. So the person should follow the procedure outlined. If one would be up the entire night, like we spoke about in the past, if somebody's up the entire night, in other words, to make their hands unclean, what did we say again? If somebody's up the entire night, so according to the Rosh, you don't have to wash your hands. What, you didn't get your hands dirty? What's the problem? According to the Rosh, well, you have to wash your hands because of the fact that a person's a new creation. Who cares if you were up or not? The fact that morning comes, you now become a quote unquote a new creation and so on. So one would still have to wash their hands. But according to the Rosh, your hands are still clean. So in that case, like we said, what one should do is to use the bathroom at the time that they need the bathroom, whatever the case is. Of course, they'll get their hands dirty, touching unclean parts of the body, and then one can make the bracha. So the same thing over here. In this instance, the person should follow the procedure outlined that if one is up the entire night, in other words, to make the hands unclean, at the time that they use the bathroom. So then, preferably when they use the bathroom, like we said before, after dawn, in preparation for davening, right, in conjunction with all those halachas. So when they come out, they should recite the bracha of Netilas Yadayim and Ashi Yatzar, and then preferably also the bracha of Elekai Neshama. So it's basically very similar to the fact if somebody was up the entire night, because, okay, even though you got up before Chatzais, but the bottom line was you were pretty much up the whole night, right? Pretty much, because you're up from before Chatzais, before midnight until dawn. So we followed the same procedure. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tuv.